Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's a squad starting to play with patience, which breeds a confidence. A golf team in the North Cougs, a veteran head coach Brian Muehlhaus, playing as they always do, a rugged spring schedule, fourth in its own invitational over the Cates layout last weekend. That was a stout field, including defending state champion Center Grove, who won the 17-team invite. But considering here this spring, in looking at the Cougs, it's a team, void of seniors.
We've been really inconsistent, but recently Jace Day, who is a sophomore, and Evan Todd, who's a junior, have really been playing well. Logan Vernon, he's going to come around here. He's a junior. He'll come around here really soon. We're just trying to see if we can get a fourth or a fifth score that, is somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to kind of help us out. So, as you point out, it's still early in May, so we got some work to do.
Who might be in line for some of those spots to fill out the card?
Come down to Darren Woodley, who's a junior. Charlie Bless is a sophomore, or Nate Till, who's a sophomore. I tell our guys all the time, I'm not worried about what another team does, because in golf you can't play defense, and you're playing the golf course. And so that's what we're trying to do. But unfortunately, sometimes people get wrapped up in what the people in their group are doing. And, what was great about this past weekend is we got an opportunity to play with the number one team in the state.
So that told them something. That's veteran North boys coach Brian Muehlhaus. Final home match over the Cates layout tomorrow alongside Perry Meridian. And then it's off to the Trophy Club in Zionsville Saturday. Another rugged field there. And then next week's Conference Indiana Championships at Timbergate. Don't forget Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers alongside Kentucky at the Bart at 6:05. Reds on the radio against the Mets at 7:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A veteran jockey friend of mine from the mid-70s rode over at River Downs, Eddie Carvalho, told me once, "The only day we have is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow, and the past is gone. It's really all what we do with that day." Well, that saying still sits here in my cubicle, has for decades, but, I tell you, I wouldn't be here if it were not for the efforts of Dr. Zach Dodd, who saved my life not once but twice with two major spinal cord surgeries a year ago. 23 days in the hospital, Dr. Harame and her crew on the second floor of the Bloomington Hospital Remarkable, and the crew of therapists. The next 9 months spent with more rehab at IU Health. Southern Indiana Physicians over on Clarez spent a lot of time there. My deepest of thanks to my chief therapist, Tom Kelzer, physical, and Chad Royer, occupational. Heck, everybody in that room, Laurie Allen, Ryan, Jay, Todd, Rick, a battery of doctors as well over the year, Earl Craig, Tim Steiner, John Serdam, all of the nurses, Teresa and her crew, Jody Watson, my nurse at home, don't know where I'd be without her, especially early on. Still rehabbing with Matt Andrews and Doug Ballard and staff at the Iron Pit. Yes, the past is gone, and it's all what we do each day moving forward now. Those exceptional individuals I mentioned have put me on the path. It's been a journey, sure. One of daily challenges, no question. But I wouldn't be here today talking to you if not for those professionals who daily gave me the fight and determination to return to where I am today. Part two tomorrow, my family and friends. Kentucky in town to take on the Hoosiers, 6:05 at the Bart. Don't forget the Reds and Mets tonight, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Joe Smith.